Construction has stopped on an extension to Hillsborough Community College's Ybor City campus after the school learned that the building's 60-foot height exceeded city standards by 15 feet. Ashley Carl is a spokesperson for HCC. She says construction on the building has not yet exceeded the height standard, but would have built to the specs called for in its design.
That we had some community members who reviewed the plans and brought it to our attention, and so we went back with our architects and reviewed, and in fact their design did exceed the height limitation.
You know, these people have construction people, they've got attorneys, they've got a huge staff that the public pays for, and they can't check the rules regarding construction in an area.
Patrick Mantega is the editor and publisher of La Gazzetta, the Ybor City-based newspaper, and one of the community leaders Carl is referring to. In his weekly column, he's blasted the school for trying to go outside the usual requirements for any business doing construction in the historic district.
You know, if they would have followed the process, and if the city would have worked with them through the process, they would have known about this before they ever even thought about breaking ground. Yes, they and everybody else in Ybor City knows you can't build over 45 feet without some sort of discussion with the city. And generally, nobody's allowed to build over 70 feet or so. 65 feet. And the reason why is because the clubs, the historic clubs down here, the old brewing building, these are supposed to be the main elements of Ybor City. You're not supposed to have some, you know, 10-story modern monstrosity in the middle of our street to take away from the historic nature of the community.
The Student Service Center has already been a source of controversy. Because it's a historic district, zoning requests go through a board known as the Barrio Latino Commission, or BLC. But HCC has ignored that review, angering Ybor advocates, who recently went before the city council to plead their case. But Mayor Pam Iorio has agreed with the school and its president, Gwen Stevenson, that they can work outside what every other business in the district generally has to adhere to. HCC spokeswoman Ashley Carl says the college and the mayor are working on their own agreement.
We've been working with the mayor's staff on an interlocal agreement because we do not require Barrio Latino approval, but we wanted to be good neighbors so that they felt that they did have input into our projects and a review. And so we will go forward and have a review by staff of the Barrio.
Ybor City is one of only three National Historic Landmark districts located in the state of Florida. That status, La Gazzetta's Patrick Mantega says, is what makes it special. But the campus technically is outside the landmark district, though just across the street from it. But he says the school is absolutely inside the local historic district.
The local historic landmark district designation is what we've been talking to HCC about, and there are many rules and regulations regarding that. One is that if you do any construction, it has to go through the Barrio Latino Commission, and they have to look at it and see if your construction fits within the guidelines. HCC refuses to do it. There is no reasonable explanation for them to refuse to do it. It certainly does not require them to use inferior materials or materials that are outside of the realm of what the state would require them to use in building a school. This is really about how a new building looks, not how it's constructed.
HCC spokeswoman Ashley Carl says that the architect, Hunton Brady, is the responsible party for the design mistake on the Student Service Center building and says they'll be the ones who'll take care of the problem.
I want to reassure that the taxpayers will not be paying for these delays, that we in fact have notified our architects that we intend to hold them responsible both fiscally and responsible for the new design.